guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back. We are into our last episode with Darren.
We are.
Thanks for joining us, brother.
Pleasure to be here.
And this last episode, we're going to be looking at Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2. So as we go through it, we hope it's refreshing, and here's what God's word says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. All right, Darren, so we're into our final week, and we're looking at this really, I think, one of... You know, if we could think of one topic, you know, in these sets of five that both of us are really excited about. I mean, all of it's been good, but there's something.
This is peak. This is peak level excitement.
This is peaking.
Doesn't get much better.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Send it.
So if you zoom in on like verse 2, Jesus is described as the founder and perfecter of our faith. And then it says this line, For the joy that was set before him endured the cross. And so what we want to get, I think, in this text is there is a certain joy that Jesus has in saving us that sometimes we neglect or forget. So I think part of my personality, sometimes when I offer help, assistance, or even forgiveness to others, I can do it somewhat reluctantly, not always eagerly, but by God's grace, sometimes I do. But there is like a hesitance or reluctance. And I think the same thing is we can presuppose that Jesus is actually disgruntled in having to do a saving work. Like he would be much happier if we just sorted ourselves out, had it all together, didn't disobey, lived and walked by the Spirit, so he would never have to kind of do this saving work in our lives. But what this is telling us is quite the opposite, that there was a certain joy that he has in mind, and the joy that's set before him. What is that joy that's set before him? I think it's being with his people for eternity, which involves saving them. And so he loves being our savior. He loves it. This is like, you know, you think of CrossFit people loving CrossFit. Like Jesus loves saving people. This is like this is what kind of gets him up in the morning. If we were to say that, this is what he lives for. This is literally why he came to earth. To save sinners.
It's good. You know, as you're talking, like when we offer forgiveness, and you mentioned this, but like you think of moments where you've got to give forgiveness, and it's we're so reluctant in that.
We can be. It can be.
It's just like, oh, I've got to forgive you.
Like,
but overwhelmingly, this is not Jesus' heart towards us.
No.
He loves it.
He's like on the edge of his seat to do the saving work in our lives. He's this is the core of who he is. There's a joy. We even thought about this line, and it's like Jesus has more joy in saving us, in forgiving us, than we have it even in being saved. Now being saved is it produces a lot of joy. Being forgiven produces an immense amount of joy. To think that Jesus actually gets more joy than that in doing the saving work. The drowning person is very thankful to be saved by the lifeguard. But to think the lifeguard loves doing that more is just, it's his heart. And it's another reason why we want to come to him. We want to cast off sin. And that's what the verse 1 really gets at. By looking back to all this whole hall of fame of faithful faithful witnesses that held on to the promise. They didn't see the fulfillment of, you know, we're waiting for that, and they're behind us, and they're kind of cheering us on. We are to run in a similar vein and cast off things. We are to let go of our sin and then anything that entangles us. in order to run this race before us. And then we can get a great example of what Jesus did. Well, that's what he did. He looked for the joy that was before him that allowed him to endure the world,
yeah.
endure the cross, and then even receive shame and scorn that came his way.
Yeah. Now, those things are connected. You know, yep. the sense of, because again, when we think of sin, you know, and the image he is giving us is of a running race.
Yes, yeah.
And sin is attached to the weight that entangles us.
Yeah.
It traps us. You know, it's like running a race with your shoelaces tied. It
just, yeah.
It doesn't work. You're yep. making it harder for yourself. Yep. And so if you say, like he says here, the author says here, let us cast that off. Let us get rid of, put off yep. every weight. Yeah. Which entangles us. And then it talks about Jesus and his joy.
Yeah.
And I think like we've got to attach those two things to remember that Jesus has a joy in saving us.
Yeah.
And forgiving us.
Yeah.
And helping us run the race.
Yeah.
So when we've got to let go of our sin and come to him and yeah. seek forgiveness and change, yeah. that's actually a joy for Jesus.
It's a joy for Jesus. And then we're actually sharing in his joy.
Here we go.
We're participating in his joy.
Yeah.
That he's not, it's not just him who gets to enjoy that. We get to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I think we have to see this because when we repent of our sin, like God in that moment is not, again, he's not like you fool.
Mm.
Like he's inviting us in. He finds he wakes up in the morning
he's
for
so
it. He
eager.
Loves it.
Yeah.
You know, in the book, Gentle and Lowly, there's yeah. There's an image, a story he tells
yeah,
of
of
a doctor.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. So, if I remember correctly, so there's this doctor who kind of heads to this third world nation or something, and he has the vaccinations. He has the ability to cure a particular disease in this country,
yeah.
and he's there ready to go. And you could just imagine two responses. If the people don't come to him, he's like, "That's why I'm here."
Yeah.
But when the sick people come to the doctor, and the doctor is exactly positioned, trained, and suitable to give them the cure,
yes.
to treat them, to save them, he loved. That's why I came. He yeah. gets so much joy in treating the patients, and that, in all honesty, when I was reading the book, that for me was a real light bulb moment because yeah. I think too much in my own soul. Was that Jesus was kind of reluctant, that he was kind of hesitant,
yeah.
that he kind of had to because that's who he had, you know, oh, I've just got to have to save you because I'm God and everything.
Mm.
And it was just a distorted view. Mm. And this text is thinking and meditating and being ministered to by the book was just understanding he gets great joy.
Yeah.
He loves to save.
Yeah.
And if he loves to save, and if this is what he loves to do, who am I? To hold him back from doing what he loves.
Yeah.
So let's just let him at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's unleash his saving and forgiving work yeah. so that we can all share in this joy together.
And so, like, I think if you've been a Christian for a little while, you know, we know this is true when we first come to Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
But the sense of which Hebrews 12 is writing is that it's the ongoing nature
absolutely.
Of let us put off,
yep.
let us run the race.
Yeah.
And so what that means is it's not just when we turn to Jesus for the first time
yep.
that he finds joy.
No, it's ongoing.
It's ongoing. You know, yep. it's when we stuff up today.
Yeah.
If in that moment we turn back to Jesus, he loves that. He's not like disappointed.
Loves
he loves it. He came for it.
He's thrilled.
Yeah.
And so we're not empty-handed here. So we have a direction. Direction yeah. is Jesus. It's the race that's set before us.
Yeah.
And so everyone's race kind of looks different. We all want to get to, you know, eternity. Faithful by God's grace. And so there's a direction. We've each got our own race. We don't need to look to the left and the right of comparison or compromise. We look to Jesus. And then even the sin, right? So like lay aside the sin which clings, but then also lay aside every weight. And so the weights are things that maybe aren't sinful, but they're just dragging you down.
Mm-hmm.
They're just pulling you back. They are slowing you down.
Yeah.
In the race towards faithfulness in Jesus.
Yeah. What is that today that you're going to
yeah.
do that's not going to help you
yeah.
run,
yeah.
but it's going to slow you down?
And we would do it, right? Like Gold Coast marathon's coming up. And there's
yeah.
going to be all these people training, planning, getting ready for it. And would you know what they're not doing? They're not loading up backpacks.
Yeah.
they're not prioritizing, you know, binging TV. They're not prioritizing certain foods. But what they're doing is, they're dedicating time, they're stripping down, they're leaning, they're running, they're getting ready because there's a race coming.
Yeah.
And they got to go after it. And that's the Christian life.
Yeah. Now, we've got the help here, so we can lay aside these things in Jesus who loves helping us. But there's one more thing in verse 2, because Jesus is the founder and perfecter of our faith, or you could say even the pioneer of our faith.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus did this because of his joy, but he did it first.
Yeah.
And he's going to help us do this as well.
Yeah.
And it's just worth noting that too. Like, as we think about this, we have a savior who's done it.
Yeah.
And he's with us.
Yep. He's like, I started this thing. I'm going to perfect this thing.
Yeah.
This is all. just get on board.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah, no, not alone at all. Mm-hmm. And he gets an example for us of what it looks like to run the race, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He was heavenly minded.
Yeah.
He had the joy of being with his people for all eternity in mind. And that just allowed him to cop the heat from this world and to ultimately give of his life.
Yeah. So it's a sense of set aside the present sin, you know, and sometimes it is literally present concerns, present worries, present weights, and fix your eyes on future glory.
Mm.
And as we run this race with Jesus, he's helping us do it.
Amen.
All right, Darren, last episode that you're joining us with.
I know, it's sad.
It is sad. We'll get you back sometime.
That'd be nice.
Wrap it up, though, for us.
Wrap it up. Look, in this whole series, I think the heart of Christ is far better than we imagine. And we're invited just to get our heads and our hearts around how wonderful and gentle and lowly he is. And in light of today's text, I think the takeaway thought is that Jesus arguably has more joy in saving and forgiving us than we have in being saved and being forgiven.
Yeah.
And that ought to motivate us to come to him and to cast off anything that would hinder our race. So that's encouragement.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, hey, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we hope that if any of us are on the Gold Coast.
Yeah. Come pop in. 9:30.
9:30, Coomera.
Coomera, 25 Dreamworld Parkway, just down from the Tower of Terror.
Amen.
Be good.
You can go to the Tower of Terror with each other after the service.
That'd be good.
All right, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.